Hey everybody, welcome to first episode of Dune and Geo Watch It. It's Geo in San Diego with Dune's Place.
Hey!
Yeah, the best thing ever. And then we got our buddy here, the Polver. Everybody knows from Twitter.
What up?
He's going to be our Lily in the background.
Yeah. I'm going to write angry emails about him.
Yeah, and get everybody to hate me more. We're going to watch Airborne, 1993, Shane McDermott, Seth Green, that's on top of my head, bitch. Jacob Vargas, who was in that, Jack Black. That fat guy who's nice and that weird blonde guy. And then the chick in this movie, actually, I found out she did Playboy, but under an assumed name. And I did a quick, like, you know, 30-second search. Like, I'll type her name three times, but after I'm not looking anymore.
Yeah,
so
maybe
wants to pursue it.
Name three times, she appears in the mirror behind you.
Ah! Don't cut my dick off! But if anyone wants to find it, go ahead and do that and then, you know, leak me privately.
The first time I watched this movie was at a sleepover after watching a MTV Video Music Awards while they were relevant. At a Jewish kid's house when I was maybe in fourth or fifth grade. That was the first time I saw this movie.
We're talking like 94, 95, 96?
I was born in 86.
So you're 3 years younger than me, so you'd be like 97-ish?
Maybe around there.
Okay. First time I saw this, I didn't see it in theaters. I think Rob Bowman's the director. It's one of the two. Rob Cohen's the guy that does the XXX, and Rob Bowman, I think, is the guy who did X-Files. And he did, like, some of the best episodes. He might have done the Giovanni Ribisi Lightning episode.
Which is solid, and also has Jack Black, which may be the tie to this one.
And it was also made in 93, which is right after he did this, which I think he filmed this in 92, came out in 93. Team Rollerblades in this. Seth Green, of course, who we mentioned.
Oh, the Team Rollerblade, yeah.
There's a great love line from 2007 where the only time Stryker was good, he goes, tell me about Airborne to Seth Green. And they talk about it for 40 minutes. And then Seth Green also revealed there's a hidden script for him and Seth MacFarlane to do an old-timey, guys on the road in the 1900s, like you know, train car hobos, but they had live action, but nobody would finance it, so maybe they'll finally come out. The Ted's a hit, so that's another top secret thing I should mention for you. But this guy also did...
I saw Seth Green last week.
Oh, yeah, because he's at Comic-Con.
Yeah.
Yeah, somebody said they saw him, I think Will Wheaton, or somebody ran to him on the train.
He's 3'6".
I know, and he's got that hot wife, he's a goddamn bastard.
She is 9'7".
Yeah.
It's very confusing.
But
he stays on her back like Yoda does on Luke Skywalker's when they're training.
He ended up, Rob Bowman, I think he did some big movie. I can't remember what it is at the time, so you guys can look it up. But he did a couple big movies that were, I think he made Reign of Fire? Or maybe that was Cohen. I get those two fuckers mixed up. But he's actually a really good director now. And a lot of this Rollerblade stuff is really cool. Movie does not hold up at all. I rewatched it like a month ago for the first time in a decade. And I watched this back on like home video. So we would rent the VHS tape from Blockbuster, and my friend's dad was the VCR doctor, so he would get free rentals for fixing all the VCRs at local Blockbusters. And
do you have to go to medical school for that?
And Critics' Choice down the road in Kirkland, Washington, right there in Park Place. And we go in all the time to rent this. So we probably burned out all the VHS copies in the nearby area, because we really rented literally like 30 times each. And it was, you know, as many times as we rented like Moonwalker or Crashing the Boys, the NES game.
Oh, God, Moonwalker.
Yeah,
we need to watch Moonwalker.
Cool
because,
World,
dear
1982.
God. No, I'm sorry, Moonwalker I've watched more than anything because my buddy actually owned a VHS. Mm. When you own a VHS, then you fucking watch
a
VHS.
The only time I went to a drive-in theater in Skamakaway, this little town in Oregon where that, you know, the girl had to suck a dick or got raped, her mom in the cars and the dead cow.
That is a reference no one is getting at all that we might have to edit out.
No, it's fine. Listen to the Gato podcast. But it's a terrible, horrible story about some family friends who were raped and held at gunpoint and moved to a small town. And I went to visit them.
Do we have a rimshot sound effect we can put in there?
I went to go visit them, and the town was like 2,000 people. And I was a little kid at the time, and we were driving there in the middle of the night. There's this white Volkswagen Rabbit just smashed to shit on the side of the road. But it's not really white anymore. It's got this orange-brown stain on it.
What could that possibly be?
And I asked them, some kids were drunk driving there at night, and they hit a cow, and they all died, including the cow. And they didn't watch the car move it. And then I stayed at this weird farmhouse in the middle of nowhere with an outhouse and barely has power. And they took off for a few days, so I was left alone with just shitty movies. And then they took me to my first drive-in, and it was Cool World and Boomerang. But Boomerang was first, and it was highly inappropriate. Eddie Murphy sucking on women's toes and afterbirth perfume. And then I fell asleep during Cool World, which is a terrible movie, but I think we should watch it.
I was really wondering how are you going to get the dead kids and the dead guy back to rollerblading.
Well, and then also, I remember seeing the poster for Airborne in a theater that had the poster for Cool World up in Totem Lake Cinema. And that's the first time I exposed this movie, was the poster of the guy with the fucking doing the weird, grabbing his ankles. I don't fucking, air ollie, I don't blade ollie.
I don't know if you actually have tricks rollerblading, because it's a lot of it's just kind
there's
of
a grab.
Like,
there's some sort of fucking. It's a
it looks
move.
Like you're stretching to begin to do something, but you're in the air.
Yeah, there's two of those, and I was like, "What is this movie?" And then eventually saw it on VHS. And
if you're real cool, though, you remove the couple wheels in the middle so you can grind.
All right, so we're gonna intro it right now. So this is just like the basic cable commentaries people who know, or Mystery Science Theater 3000. But those were sick to movies. They do the riff tracks, but fuck those guys because they're dicks. That's my opinion. And basic cable commentary is what Adam does. He has you start your movie. So if you have the DVD of this, unlikely, hit play on the DVD player. And then when it comes up to the logo for Majestic Films, when it's fully on the screen, when it rises all the way up, right where there, stop it. So right when you have a nice, solid Majestic Films, it scrolls right up. Please stop, pause it right there. Okay? And once you've done that, so if you have the digital file, a VHS tape, Majestic Films, solid on your screen, and go ahead and unpause in 3, 2, 1, unpause. All right, just flash twice.
The digital file, like they bought it from iTunes.
Whatever.
Well, let me go up to iTunes. I'll pay $9.99 to watch Airborne for the rest of my life. Do I want to rent it for $3? No. I'd like to watch Airborne again once a year.
Okay, the Icon Productions.
My family gathers around on Thanksgiving after the meal.
The sword
to watch
just
Airborne.
Glimmered at the tip, so that's how you know to sync it up.
It looks like a logo from a Final Fantasy game that got aborted.
Uh-huh. Cloud. Majestic Films presents.
All right.
This one's for Neil Till, so we can sync these if you're watching them. An Icon Production. I am so helping people right now.
That's good. Alright, so it is Johnny Tsunami. It's the same plot, and now it starts with an ocean scene.
Well, it's complex. It's features later in the movie. Airborne!
Oh my god. They got Stussy to design the logo.
Very much.
There's going to be an 8-ball and a jester hat coming up soon.
Oh yeah.
I used to have rollerblades, but they had brakes on. I think it's cool if you took the brakes off.
Yeah, I always
you
wanted
you skidded and stopped, right?
First shot of Shane McDermott with his blades and his buddy, and they're doing their stretches that Dune's been talking about.
We're just stretching before we started podcasting. We're doing our podcast stretches.
Yeah. Some nice
brake
photography.
To my lips.
Oh, the hand brace. I always wanted a rollerblade. Went to Big 5 Sporting Goods and bought all my pairs there. If you notice my weird feet, which I'm going to show Dune right now, I can post a picture of people.
I'll describe his feet. They look like feet.
Look at my crooked toes.
Oh, I hit mine. I broke both my little toes again.
Not on both
again.
Sides. It's some sort of genetic anomaly. Oh. Or it's just from a weird wide feet. But see how it sticks out that far?
Yeah, yeah.
They don't make, unless they get custom Shaq rolling
you
blades.
Have to get an 11W.
No, I have a size 15 shoe now.
It says 15 shoe?
Yeah. It's not. Yeah, it's great. But I always wanted a blade. When I buy them, and I'd buy the cheapos, the most expensive ones, whatever I get every time I try. I take them home, go meet my friends at Rose Hill Apartments. I get like 3 minutes in. And my feet would start like throbbing, like a horrible. Like,
oh, dude, they just went in reverse.
Yep.
Oh, look at those shorts that you had and I had and everyone had in the 90s, which is just plaid and baggy and weird and flannel.
But I can never roll with it myself. I always wanted to. That's what I hate this movie. Skitchen and the Sega game and this movie always just. Every time I watch them, I'm like, I'm fucking rollerblade this time.
Skitchen
I don't care.
Skitchen was like road rash for like.
Faggots.
No, not faggots. It was like the poor version of Road Rash. Like I think it like came free with like a combo meal.
It was referenced in the most recent Workaholics.
See,
he grabs the back of the bus. I'm sketching. I'm sketching. He's like, well, you sketching next time.
Everything was referenced in the last Workaholics. Yeah. Every action movie.
I think it's like season 3, episode 8 for people who were listening to this in the future. Oh, sick jump.
Oh, this is recorded on July 24th, 2012.
Chris Edwards, who is probably the Tony Hawk of rollerblades, but since nobody rollerblades anymore, nobody knows that. And Team Rollerblade.
Yeah, Team Rollerblades is a great name.
Eric Dawson, CSA.
Oh, cool. His sunglasses, they don't look like black when you look at it. It looks like a rainbow.
Yeah,
it's like a full color.
It's a Technicolor.
It's like a spectrum, like they did in the logo.
Yeah.
That's so cool. Oh, sugar. My God. It's cool, too, because like if he wants to play volleyball, he's already set with those sunglasses. That's good.
Go meet up with Iceman.
I never know when a volleyball game is going to break out in my life.
Goose.
So far. Zero for 26 years, but soon. Oh, sweet barrel. Rip the curl!
I either played volleyball in junior high, or I watched the Saved by the Bell episodes where they played volleyball on when they were on the beach
with the girl that was not in King of Queens, but could have been in King of Queens.
I think it was Leah Remini.
It was the one the girl from King Queens?
Okay. And she played Stacey Carosi, and her dad was Rosie Carosi.
But I always confuse her with the broad that was on The Office that was Jim's other love interest while he was at Scranton. But they look exactly the same.
There's a difference. One's half black. She's what's-his-face, the producer, that old fat black guy.
And the other one's half white?
She's all white and New York and Jewish. She's a Scientologist and a weirdo, but no, she's a... What the fuck's that guy's name?
I don't see anything weird about being a Scientologist.
Okay, I'm sorry. This got weird. What the fuck is that
guy? I'm going to have my lawyer edit this out
right now. Somebody knows who he is. That fat black producer. That's his daughter.
Quincy Jones.
Yes.
There you go.
Her name's...
Rashida.
Yep, Rashida Jones. She was on Freaks and Geeks. And she was also on the first... Yeah. She was on the Stella shorts, maybe the pilot of Stella, but they took her off.
We would record commentary of Freaks and Geeks, but it'd just be like, this is good, I know.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't be worth listening to.
I've tried to show it to so many people.
Oh, they sing the Beach Boys. Cool, because they're at the beach and they're boys. it's relevant.
Oh, it's great. It's,
Bowman.
Yep. I love his voice and his dudes and all of his nice language.
That's how I talk still, though, and so does Chris. We use rad non-ironically.
I use rad all the time. Somebody asked me what rad meant a while ago, and I was like,
it's like, this is radical, bruh. What are you talking about, bruh, dude? It's radical. Don't question it.
Somehow the nicest but most depressing home I've ever seen. Gracias.
He only speaks Spanish because he's from Southern California. That's a cool place to be. I speak Spanish all the time. Oh, God, he looks like Jared Leto from My So-Called Life.
I love that line.
What's his character in My So-Called Life?
What the fuck is his name? Jordan Catalano.
Jordan Catalano.
And then there's Brian, whatever his name. Brian Bitchface.
Oh, yeah, his brother in it?
No, that guy.
You know, his brother was a character on the show, right?
Oh, really? That was?
Yeah.
No, it can't be, because I think it was like Brian. Oh, maybe it was. Shit. The weird Brian guy was all bitchy.
No, Brian. Oh, fuck. I'm going to get way deep into this.
We should talk about My So-Called Life. I love Harvey walks in the house and goes, "Slash, you dog. That's one of my favorite lines of this movie.
How old is that? Kid's fucking young.
I think he did some soap operas after this or before this, but nothing else. He resembles Jonathan Brandis, but I don't think he hung himself yet.
Someday.
What?
Someday he will. Why not? I feel like that dad's been in a bunch of shit as a dad.
Yeah.
What else has he been in? Chris, you know? Or the bull. Damn it!
Mitchell Goosen.
That kid's not half Jewish. What's the surprise?
Huh.
I bet it's gonna be a bad surprise.
Cousin Wiley!
I went to Ohio once. It was fucking flat.
My girlfriend left me, and she's either in one of Ohio, Iowa, or Idaho. I don't know which all.
Those are all great states to hang out in. They're definitely California and New York.
Stole my wife.
For the best. Oh, cool. It's cold now. I think this is the same stock
footage. US Air. At least it's a real airline.
Yeah. Same stock footage from Home Alone.
I think it is, actually. The airport. It's a really old shot.
It was the exact same shot. They're about to take off.
Yeah, because they had 80s-looking airplane art, and this is 92.
Kevin! Oh, a surfboard. That's wacky. What are you going to do with a surfboard in Ohio?
The guy does it like a shakes his head. What's this about? And why is he getting off the plane on the tarmac when it's covered in
snow?
He's
like, look, dude, I won a Nickelodeon Kids' Choice Award.
It's not an express plane. It's a full-size jet. Why aren't there fucking bridgeways? And then why would he walk into the building?
How come Seth Green has been famous since he was, like, 4?
All radio days.
I haven't been famous since this podcast broke and I was just huge.
Yeah.
There's posters all over every little girl's dorm room.
I won't be famous until I'm falsely accused of a horrible crime.
Young girls learning to masturbate, looking at me podcasting.
That already happens.
Oh, yeah. And there's the broad from
Edie McClurg.
Oh, you know her name? From Ferris Bueller?
Yeah, and then that dude, she's pretty famous. She's like a Second City chick or something. And that dude, who's great, he reminds me of Lawnmower Man, but nicer.
A lot of people remind me of Lawnmower Man, but nicer.
Yeah. He should do Lawnmower Man 3. Kind of alright, dude. He's not going to do anything creepy. Come check out his virtual reality world if you want to. The greatest hat haircut combo on earth.
If you saw this movie and you're like, okay, one of those two people is still going to be incredibly relevant and successful, yeah. You'd be like...
That guy plays Superman. The guy Mitchell Goosen plays Superman now, right? Superman? Is he Green Lantern?
He's at least Batman, right? He has the cowl on his... Sorry. It was the weird, completely, like, white-out, white character with shoulder-length hair.
And I don't know what Seth Green did, but according to on the commentary for Without a Paddle with Matthew Lillard and Dax Shepard, they describe him as the most sinewy man they know. He's completely ripped, and he lives off of candy. I'm now certain he's made a pact with some sort of demon or something, and he's been able to achieve a life. Like, he gave up 5 inches of height to forever be famous and ripped.
I wouldn't do it. Can you imagine reaching for something and not...
Apparently he's hung like a horse, too, according to everybody.
He's hung like a man that's an adult.
But he's 5 foot.
Yeah, it's the opposite of the Shaq syndrome.
Fuck Seth Green, man.
It's just the opposite Shaq. Shaq has a 5.5-inch cock, but he's fucking 9 foot.
Yeah,
that's
a Holly Robinson pizza and Love Line. What a cunt.
What that a was fucking cunt. Douchey ever.
What a real cunt she is. Go hang with Mr. Cooper, you stupid bitch.
Do you think that he has laser vision, or the red sunglasses are just a fashion statement?
Are they ruby or not? Beams, yeah.
Yeah.
Ruby quartz.
Yeah, good.
Oh, pops a curb. Zamboni. KBH-935. Track down those people in Ohio. Let's kill them. What?
Let's just keep inspiring murders. That's the main point of the podcast. We'll occasionally, at the end of each episode, just read out a social security number.
Gotcha. Surprise me.
Oh, yeah, I'd like a beer, too.
Crack pipe. I really like his coat. They haven't really focused in on his calves and ankles yet, his shins. But this man has so much hair.
Wait, is he the one that's actually on the rollerblading team?
I don't think so. I think
who
he's
is?
A stand-in. When they film up close on him, when he's putting his blades on, they film on him, and you see his hairy legs, and they switch to a stand-in. They don't really zoom in on his legs as much, sadly.
Are his legs that hairy, or is it the stand-in's legs?
I'm pretty sure they're his. They're usually in full-frame shots of him. They're also in stuff where he's not doing... They're his because they're in the scene where he the toilet paper's flooded, and he walks with shit in his butt.
Thank you so
with
much.
A shitty mud butt.
What are you listening to?
I see Wolver's trying
to
deserve his own beer.
Just guitar solos? That's what I'm listening to? Oh, cool.
Oh, check it out. Yeah. That's how you impress dudes. You show them your chicken a bikini.
Giovanni showed up here today, and I was like, have you seen pornography? Because I have a Playboy magazine. Let's go gather around and look at this. We'll go to the canyon so our parents don't see.
He unfolded the centerfold,
yeah.
And I got a total boner.
Yeah, I held it up and looked away so I wasn't gay. He just went at himself.
So you surf, huh? Nah, I just traveled this board, dude. Yeah. I'm into the Silver Surfer, and I'm hoping one day Galactus picks me to join his army. I want to make sure I have a cool way of transporting, because I don't want
to
have
a fire. All I've ever wanted to do was show someone planets to eat.
Yeah, I want a herald for Galactus. That's why I think Naren did that art.
I'm the Kumar of Galactus.
Yeah. That's sad for me, because Katie and me were supposed to go to White Castle... And we were going to call it Gio and Katie go to White Castle. We were going to go there at 2 in the morning, and we were going to be doing what Harold and Kumar did.
Do they have White Castles?
They opened one right down the street next to the La Quinta Inn, where we stayed. She would come visit me at this La Quinta Inn. I racked up gold membership there because she would come see me twice a month. And it was between places and stuff, and I was crashing my mom's spot there. So I didn't have my new apartment, and I had an apartment there for 3 years, and I didn't have one girl over once. And then as soon as I started dating her, it's like, oh, I lost my apartment, and now I have to see her La Quinta Inn.
I... went to a White Castle once when I was in Detroit, and I went there and I was all excited, and it was mediocre at best, and I ended up going to Meijer's, which is...
Yeah, M-E-I-J-E-R-S. Yeah, it's an imitation of Fred Meijer, which is a real fucking thing. I think they got some sort of fight, Hatfield McCoys, they kept the name, they put a J in it, and Fred Meijer rocks it in Seattle still. That's where I love going. I'm up to here at 7 a.m. on Saturdays, and I buy like a G.I. Joe figure or a Power Ranger, it'll be the best day of my life.
So I have crippling diarrhea in a Meijer's. The only time I've ever been to Meijer's, and I'm sitting there, and it's a bathroom with just a stall and a urinal, and... someone starts peeing in the urinal, and it's right next to it, like a foot and a half away, and it's just explosive. Oh my god, why did I put White Castle in my body? And it's a kid, and he goes, hey man, you ever been on mushrooms? And I go, yes, I have. And he goes, this is my first time, I'm tripping balls, dude. And I'm sitting there.
Do not fear the splatters. They are real.
Explosive diarrhea after eating White Castle. The only time I ever have next to a kid that's on mushrooms for his church time as he's talking to me while I read
please,
it for
brother,
10 minutes.
Please.
And there is Jack Black. And we'll go back to this. This is even pre Mr. Show Jack Black. Huh?
Yep. And he'd already done some child acting. I love this when she drops some books. Or she takes all that shit off. And, the dude back there, who's Rosenblatt, with the nose brace,
okay.
He was on Buffy the Vampire Slayer. He was the guy that was gay, but he came out to Xander only. I forget his name, but he came out, like, he was on for 3 seasons, he always bullied everybody, he was, like, slapping everybody's ass, and he came out, Xander was like, you know, I've been there, see, that was a werewolf, and he goes, I didn't know you were gay. Like,
he's gay and a werewolf, and the other guy's a werewolf, and he came out.
Xander was a hyena in the first season, and they were chasing a werewolf, who turned out to actually be Seth Green, who they didn't know, on Buffy, and that other guy... They're all, this is 6 degrees, they all fuck each other and they all got on the same shows.
It's just nepotism.
You know? I don't know who this guy is, this chubby guy who's the adversary, Jack.
That guy?
Yeah, but I want him to still
oh,
work.
That guy? Which no. one's chubby?
Oh,
the guy that was cut?
Yeah, I guess, I still think it was chubby. Jack's, oh yeah, check out that armpit hair.
That's how I assume
listening
everyone
listening armpit hair, rippling pecs. Ooh, a cool breeze.
That's why I dropped out of college.
Her mouth open.
I was afraid of people looking at me like
she
that.
Got so wet, she slid out of her chair, and then she mouthed open because she had to blow up. Oh, double thumbs up.
Look at that. Look at the Hunkasaurus Rex.
How do they know he has those sunglasses?
Well, they can assume which sunglasses.
How could you imagine those flashy sunglasses with the glares? I have never seen those before.
I would say, how can you imagine those sunglasses to the designer? Because they are groundbreaking. That's the whitest black girl ever with her hair flat ironed and that.
Hey, you should tie it up and match her. Coming up next is Jacob Vargas from Traffic. Speeches. For the.
I consider both of those hobbies. I consider knife collecting and tattooing.
I won by my GPA.
This is a head nod.
So that guy's gay?
No, that's the wrong guy. This is the... Oh, that's great. The Sister Soldier.
Okay, okay.
Remember Sister Soldier?
Yeah, I remember Sister Soldier.
I don't think I really know who she is, but I... That guy. He played Larry on Buffy.
Whoa, that guy's mom drank a lot when she was pregnant.
He looks completely normal on Buffy compared to this. I don't know how he de-aged himself and made his face not normal. Augie.
Jack Black has been playing the same character for 30 years.
Watch, watch. This is the best part. Proves you right. See?
That's it. That's all you
in a nutshell.
And then he's like, if I
gain, Rosenblatt.
If I gain more weight, I'll be funnier. Okay, we gotta listen to Wiley.
Wiley, man. Chick is hot. Winklevoss twins. How does Seth Green's voice change? He seems to be an adult man almost.
Yeah, he's like 30 here.
I think he's 32 on Buffy, so he'd probably be about 27 here.
But how old is he now? God, I'm so
Jack with a demon, bitch.
Short people live forever. They don't
That's
age.
Chubby Jack.
I think it's that hair. Guy's chubby. The guy, the guy's cut with his sleeves cut off.
Yeah, yeah.
The guy looks like Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah.
He's chubby.
Yeah, he's a chubby haircut.
Dude, the boss is morbidly obese.
Kind of. I love that vest. I'm getting a powder blue sweatshirt. I'm
Wait,
that
seriously,
vest.
How old is Seth Green? He's perpetually like 27.
32 and 97 when we started on Buffy, and it's been 13, 15 years since then, so... 40s?
45?
Well, no, in Radio Days in 89, he must have been
10. 74.
What?
38, says.
38?
Yeah.
What am I doing with my life? Seth Green, why do you always embarrass me?
Oh, you got a fucking fact checker at Pulver. Fucking Genghis Khan, son. Genghis Khan!
I'm back.
Khan Paul!
Cool waves. Out of Papa 2.
In the 90s, I was so bummed that I didn't have, like, cool straight hair. I just had dirty Italian hair.
Yeah, I know. I always wanted
Wavy. If I grew my hair that long, it would just go straight up and out.
I got, yeah. I always wanted
and wavy on my cool back.
I used to wet down my bangs so they would form, like, an evil U that would go in on both sides.
Oh, yeah, it's tough.
Yeah, yeah.
It's tough.
So I had a bowl cut. What? Oh, fifth grade? It's the greatest one. I've never told you this. The only people in fifth grade remember this. I had my head shaved down one side and then full hair on the other side, and I showed up to school looking like that. And I'm in the photographic fifth grade picture on my Facebook page. You can see it. I'll post on the site. It's humiliating.
It's just shaved down the middle. Who shaved it?
I had my mommy do it.
I've always had my mommy do it. But she... Was she just like, this is a solid plan?
No, she said it was horrible, and she did a horrible job on it. But I saw some guy who had a similar haircut, but it was in the front or the back. And then when I show up at school, they go, why would you do that? I go, that's the style from my old school, man. And then they still made fun of me for that, like, 10 years.
And that's why you didn't lose your virginity until you're 36. I have a crystal ball. It's more in shard form and in a little baggy, but it's definitely crystal.
The preps. I love the preps.
Here's what I don't understand. Do you just say, look, it's 93, I need to wear flannel right now?
Yeah.
Is that what that is? Because
the vest
is
red, bro.
It's not warming him up. The sleeves are cut off. It's just, I feel weird going out without flannel.
Didn't you see PCU? That's how everybody rocked it.
All right. I saw PCU.
Yeah, then after you go to PCU...
Somehow Jeremy Piven had less hair than...
Yeah, okay, back, yeah. All
right, we're on the same page.
If you're a politically correct college and you support the arts and everybody, 5 years later, bam, hair.
Damn, like...
But you lose all your pubes. It's weird. I don't know. I can't explain.
It's very strange. Oh, God.
Okay. Was that his boot? Or was it... Maharaji. My mom actually follows Maharaji. If you look him up online, he's a... A huckster Indian guru guy who takes money from people and runs Elan Vital.
My
allegedly.
Mom just went to go see the Dalai Lama.
Oh, I think that's more legitimate.
Yeah.
My mom would see this guy and she'd leave me at home since I was 9 years old all by myself. And I would have $200 at the grocery shop. I'd buy Squeeze-Its and I'd spend $15 on that weird top-down first-person style Contra game they had in grocery stores.
I remember the Chex Doom clone.
Yeah.
But I don't remember the top down.
It was a regular arcade game, but they had one at my Safeway for some reason. Okay. And every time I check out,
I remember
see
the Chex game?
Uh huh.
Okay, good.
And I remember Pit Fighter.
Hey, Pit Fighter is solid.
I want that
look
coat.
At Jack Black. How does Jack Black look exactly the same?
Down syndrome?
It is a little Down syndrome. But no, he looks exactly the same, but slightly fatter.
Pulver's so bored, he's playing on his first generation iPhone.
No, I'm trying to figure out who this dude on the right is. Because
he plays Jack.
Yeah, no,
IMDb Jack, and what's
also,
he all in?
I'm pretty sure he's been in The Next Karate Kid, The Specialist.
Oh, The Next Karate Kid, son? Oh, it's Drake, and Drake.
Yeah, I know, He was on a...
Let me stab you.
YOLO. YOLO!
Who are the twins?
Drake and Drake.
Snake. So magically, he knows how to ice skate and stab people, and carve names and foreheads.
I know how to do all those things.
Yeah.
That's because I went to a special cheap camp when I was a child.
I could never ice skate, but I like to pet it on a goddamn giant.
The camp
feet.
Was only carving names and heads, ice skating, and a poetry, which I apply to my daily life.
I think by the end of this movie, I'm going to decide I'm going to have my feet taken in, and I'm going to have them like chopped down and broken apart and like reformed, like in like something like a Misery, something I can finally rollerblade. Now that the sport's been dead for 15 years, I'm going to revive it.
I'm going to fill you with whiskey and just cut off two of your toes.
That's more of that weird bone there, so you gotta really kind of just hatchet it.
Oh no, I was planning on using a hatchet. I feel like it's one of those
Jack
measure
Black
ones.
Weird faces in the background. Did you see? He's like, he's making like weird growl faces.
What was Kyle Glass doing at
this
point?
That was
good
eye work. He was probably on set, hanging out in the trailer, smoking pot, keeping the bong warm.
Keeping the bong warm.
Yeah, because he gave him guitar lessons and shit just like in today's D, so he's probably sitting there, teach me your wisdom, old fat-tittied man.
Excuse me, I just did a whole scene right now. My bong is freezing cold. What do you think I'm supposed to do here?
My man KG needs a per diem. Oh yeah, Jack takes it to the house. Hockey fight? I didn't see a live hockey game until I started dating Katie, our first weekend date. At the Mall of America, and then we went to her college.
Oh, is this a Katie story?
Uh-huh, River Falls.
I feel like we need a sound effect for boop,
don't give me
Katie
beer.
Story.
Don't give me beer, you cunt. Blaine, my favorite. Devin Sawa plus 5 years and a little methamphetamine.
What happened to Devin Sawa when he died? What did he die of?
Daniel Fishel said one of her boyfriends beat her, and out of all her boyfriends, it's Ben Savage, Devin Sawa, and some other guy who's totally unlikely of beating her. So it must be Devin Sawa.
What did he die of, though?
He's still alive.
That green hair.
Wait, he's still alive?
He did Final Destination. He refused to do the sequels. He could have done five more fucking movies, but he refused to. They did a Cribs with him. They did Cribs, and it was like Breckin Meyer. Somebody came to his house, and he did like a jump kick outside his front door. Somebody remembers that.
Wait, Devin Sawa's still alive? Who am I thinking is dead?
Jonathan Brandis, Ladybugs. Devin Sawa might have died since, but I don't think so. Edward Furlong's dead. Brad Renfro's dead. The Cure.
I think I'm.
Oh, we gotta watch The Cure, Renfro. Bitch! I watched that shit so many times. That fucking AIDS movie. And that kid from fucking Jurassic Park.
It's weird too, like that light.
Brittany Powell.
That light, light.
No, maybe not. I don't think maybe that's another chick.
The non-hot version of a redhead they keep showing, which is just like white with orange.
I would do anything if she would marry me.
Okay, that's not the point I was making. The point I was making is, since 9/11, they have not let one of them on TV.
Kroll makes the same point in Karate Kid 3 about the girl who's a love interest. He's like, this porkly, she wears these high tops. That was great. Buy the base cable commentary checks. But this is Brittany Powell. Maybe not. Brittany Powell may be the twins, but this is Brittany something. And she's actually from like Sweden or somewhere.
Brittany Powell is the blonde one.
And she's like foreign as shit, but she does a perfect English accent.
So she's essentially a black person in Sweden? Like she gets like the African American scholarship for African Swedish scholarship?
She has a great accent.
She's the darkest person in Sweden.
Yeah, I still want to see her naked in Playboy. It's bullshit.
But the redhead's the one that's naked?
No, this blonde chick.
Oh.
I was even confusing. I'm talking about her.
That one?
She's foreign, but she talks perfect.
Germany. Okay, so the redhead's...
What? Germany. She's from Germany.
See? I don't hear German.
You do, also.
Yeah, and she... Look up her Playboy on your phone so we don't get tracked.
All right.
You can grab them on my Wi-Fi. It's the trend something something.
I'm already not...
The password is Franklin.
I'm about a beer and a half in, and it's getting weird, man.
Yeah, let's get real weird.
Life's too short for that.
Wait, he's about to give us a YOLO.
That was a great story he tells about the wave, and then he reveals later in the movie it's actually him.
He likes the smell of sunsets, the purple ocean, and surfing every day. That's what he likes.
He does mushrooms a lot.
Okay, I'm about to sign up for an OKCupid profile and just use his description. About me. You know?
If I can play a song over the OKCupid profile when they play the love theme, I will sign up tonight, and I'll put that.
I will. Meow, all right, bounce. Let's hacksaw OKCupid just so we can put MIDIs in there. So everyone going to do that.
Nah, it's
got to
have lyrics though. It's got to have that song. I'm going to be so drunk, I'm going to sing it.
I think
I'm going to quit my job and move here.
All right,
I will pay you $1,000 a month, and I will just live on your couch.
How are you going to get the thousand?
I can't talk about that yet, but you know.
Okay. Well, all right. That sounds good to me.
Hand jobs. For the homeless. They got quarters.
They got quarters. They give a quarter per hand job. You do the math. Giovanni's getting busy. The carpal tunnel's going to set in real quick.
I already got it.
Fire from dude's dick.
He has to wrap his arms in the rollerblading hand.
Well, that was Jack Black doing Jack Black. Wow! He did a wow! How surprising.
Yeah.
Why can't somebody just fall in love with my weird shit I do naturally and put me in movies as a schlubby piece of shit? I mean, if you can't have that happen, Dune, why not
all,
me?
All I've ever wanted is to be in movies, in the background, drinking, and agreeing with things. I just want to sit there and just take a swig. Oh yeah, you told him! That's what I want for my life. I just want everyone to put me in a movie and just drink and agree.
Yeah! That's he does a Jack Black, he does a fall, he does the arm move.
Yeah, I think that's true.
Boom!
That could break someone's spine.
It does knock him unconscious. It's very violent.
And he put, put just the tip in so it's not gay.
Why does everybody hate him so much?
Well, he's not from there.
A switchblade!
And they're like, yeah, who the fuck
brings a dude was whipping out a switchblade earlier. It was actually a bottle opener, but me and Pulver here thought it was a real switchblade for a minute. And we're like, wait, why do you keep doing that to us?
They gave me all their money, and it was weird. So I had to, like, buy pizza for them with the money.
I didn't know what semen tastes like till tonight.
Yeah. Just bleach and salt. Bleach and salt.
That's gross, bro. I wonder if I'll be able to blow me. I
I want to find out what Shane McDermott, is that his name? I want to find out what he's doing today. Yeah, you're a tech expert.
I mean,
Pulver, you guys show up every fucking night and do all these with us. This is great.
I mean, literally every day I want to know.
DJ Pulver Pound.
Whoa!
DJ Pulver Pound. Jesus Christ. I think only we're going to listen to these, but we're the best people on the planet.
I got Spoon Collection, cool.
What the fuck am I looking up?
I don't know. What he's doing now? Does he have a beer belly? Please tell me he's uglier than I am. Tell me his life went worse.
What is that guy from, though? He was a teacher in what?
Oh, fuck, man. Look up Old Man, the dad.
He was a teacher in something.
Well, look up next to Edie McClurnor. His name will be below it or above it. Right there.
Also, what's burning?
Oh. Go check the carpet upstairs.
All right, we got to keep this thing running. I'm going to go check the burning smell.
Might be incense coming out of that burning. Yeah.
This is totally unprofessional, dude. I told you no incense, no fish smells. I basically told you what you're allowed to do in your apartment while I'm here. And also, when I start weeping on the couch at 3 a.m., do not ask how I'm doing. And if your cat puts its butt in my mouth and I get that histoplasma, I will probably kill myself.
First off, I'd like to argue that it's a condo.
Oh. Well, la-dee-da! I live in a condo, too. It's a junior one bedroom. My girlfriend left me because it's so depressing and tiny.
Gio, the good news is the last thing...
Does it stop burning?
The good news is the last thing he's done is All My Children in 95.
I'd say he did a soap opera, biatch! My mom made me watch soap operas!
What's he do now?
That's the last thing that's on his IMDb.
Collapsible chair.
Something with tile. Oh no, Wiley! Oh no, he got gacked!
It is gack. I have to pretend it's super glue. Oh yeah, I'm new to the school. I'm just gonna get naked and take a shower because I'm totally right in my body, bro. And I take my dick out. Sometimes I jack off in the stalls.
That's what I do in the showers. I don't ever take my shirt off though.
I love this part where they're like doing their little stealth moves.
I know. I've seen Porky's.
They are totally imitating Porky's. They're doing their little almost. It was almost Beals-esque.
It's a little. They're about to run opposite ways down the hallway and out in and out of different doors.
He looks like a girl. He looks like my friend Derek I was raised
you
with.
You could fuck him and not be gay.
My friend Derek.
If he was wet. If he dried out during this his turn gay.
His leg hair intimidates me and emasculates me. It's not fair. He's four stage wolf man. Teen Wolf 7, bitch. I don't like his pecs either. I'm offended by all of
it. I thought you were insane about that, but you're 100% right. Something you're insane. Just not regarding that aspect.
I still love
Please
her.
Please bring up your ex-girlfriend a couple
her,
more
but
times.
I love her. But anyways, this guy looks like Derek, a kid I grew up with. His mom, Marla. And my mom would give her treatments of her pendulum polarity therapy, and somehow I would find out that she used the Nordic track handles to fuck herself for her man she was having an affair with who was married, and she would fuck him on a houseboat and bang herself with the Nordic track handles. But I couldn't tell Derek I knew his mom did this and came to my mom because she kept getting STDs and infections from doing it.
I was going to say the exact same thing.
This is the greatest thing we've ever done.
There's like, I went to see License to Drive, by the way, which is another one that should be on this list.
You went to theaters?
No, I went to see it because it was playing, they played it at the traffic, or not traffic school, the school you go to get your license.
Fuck yeah, Pulves!
You know what I'm talking about?
I'm gonna bomb you go to computer.
I don't need one yet. But, I'm on, Morena. Is where I went to driving school for.
Nice, taking a poop.
And we get super high, and they played License to Drive one day, and it was I got high and watched a Corey Feldman movie. That's
how many weeks are this movie?
That's amazing.
You remember Chris Hart right here? Did you go to that place?
I went to the one right off Claremont Drive, but I know
off Morena.
It might be the same.
By a KFC, like two blocks away.
I remember watching
a KFC.
I don't understand this. Why can't he wipe his ass with wet toilet paper or use his boxers toilet
as a bidet aficionado?
I was about to say.
I prefer.
You know how many
wet.
Socks I've wiped my ass with when I run out of toilet paper? I've lost more socks than the department of dryers in the planet's history. All right, son. Dirty socks, clean socks, whatever socks I gotta use. You could use a fucking sock, bitch. You gotta dig out the poop.
Yeah, dude. I like that it's the wacky walk, but really, when you think about it, it's just feces grinding his butt cheeks
and jeans.
He's just fucking bummed out and depressed.
Yeah, you have to open it for me because I'm a girl.
I got you.
Was it one of yours or one of these?
Either or.
I was like, wait, should I ruin my microphone, fucker? Yeah, take my trash.
Oh, I'm wearing tie-dye. It's a throwback. It's the
a
old
chubby all day.
That's like the 30-year thing where we go back to every 30 years, right?
Fuck the
80s. Yeah, but people are still rocking Wayfarer glasses right now.
Oh, speaking of Decent Burrito, I went to Sombreros on the Blink-182 song, thanks to Doom.
Yeah.
And then I went over and I found Josie, and we finger-banged her, and I have a pussy mustache.
You do have a pussy mustache. I'm not exactly sure what that means, but you definitely have one. I've been saying that for years.
That's so true. You have an intimidating amount of facial hair that I feel emasculated by. I can't grow a mustache to save my life. I can grow a 13-year-old Mexican's mustache.
But you're Italian like me. You should be able to.
I have the weird Nordic genes that also make me have a hideous old man body.
I'm Scottish.
I cannot eat for 8 weeks and I don't change physical form.
Yeah.
I can survive on that thing that North's grandparents go out on the next thing we're going to record.
I'm built like a Viking that someone just poured like crazy glue on and threw pubes at. This is everywhere. It's horrible. Ooh, you can see the menopause right there. You can see her chin hair.
Hard.
Look at her chin hair.
Yeah.
That's a bummer.
All of the women I work with have that. Some have a full beard. You know, it's actually more... Oh, it's going to be embarrassing. The woman who's keeping me out of my job or trying to, she has a mustache and stubble more than I can get from a month. Stubble has stubble.
Does she have like a soul patch? Like she looks Art from Everclear?
She has a fucking full-on 70s rocker
stash. Hey, he's blading.
Yeah,
finally. Calm down, he's blading.
Yeah, this is when the blades came. Woohoo!
And then apparently they're in San Francisco. Oh, blading backwards.
Nikkei!
I'm blading backwards!
Falls.
It just looks like she wets herself. She's fucking so soaked.
Coming up is the scene parodied in Doug, the animated series, when Patty Mayonnaise is him going on a date and he watches a movie to see how to figure out how to do it. My love is good enough! I think that's the song that's going to come up.
I know how to blade, cunt. Want to go to the botanical gardens? Fuck yeah, I do.
I'm moving here. I'm living on this couch. And I'm getting histoplasma from your cat.
My grandma died on this couch.
All right,
that's not true. She died in a room adjacent to this couch.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, somebody died in this house?
No. That's where I got my couch and my car.
Oh, okay. I don't think her ghost can stick to the couch, but if it was in the wall, I'd feel really uncomfortable.
No. If my grandma's... Oh, god damn, his legs are hairy, you're right.
I know, it's 4-stage wolfman, it's not fair. Look at this, people made fun of me my whole life! I also have one weird hair, I don't know if that's here right now. I have one that grows 5 inches off my leg, but only one, and it's wiry. And I think it's because I got run over by a car, and like fucked up something there.
If you can get three of them, you can dread them.
No, it's serious. I've shown it to people over the years, but it comes out after it gets to me like 5 inches long, so maybe it's growing back. But it's this one weird wiry... It's right here, but it's not all the
here's
way out.
I feel like somehow you're going to bring that up right now.
Look! It's double the length! It's bigger than my penis!
Look. I feel like you're going to bring that up now, and then later on down the road, you and I are going to be on an adventure of sorts.
I'm going to show it to you when it's full length!
No, not when you show it to me. It's going to come in handy. It's going to be necessary. Look, we bring it up right here in the first episode, right?
Oh, is it?
Okay, sorry.
Yeah!
Point is, you save the day with your leg hair.
I'm going to.
And somehow I come. I don't know how. Oh, she looks like Stephanie Tanner without the meth. Which means she will let you play the back nine.
Favorite song. It recurs. You remember this guy? Hip hop artist, blank. My love's good enough! My love's mediocre! This is the scene from Doug.
Is this really what they play in Doug?
Yeah.
Him
drive right rolling around
rolling
a museum.
About a botanical
it's a
garden.
It's like a museum botanical garden, yeah. I'm dancing.
And you're saying this isn't Michael Jackson.
No. I'm dancing.
I know you're dancing. I can see you dancing. I can feel you dancing on the couch.
In a personal limousine, shower with you.
I've never been
roses.
To a limo.
I don't have more lyrics. Find you,
I'm a man, and doing sex in your areas.
My love is good enough.
My love is tolerable.
I love that gazebo. It's like the one I photographed Katie in right by my mom's old apartment.
Oh, that bummed me out. Thanks.
Every time I see the picture, I cry. It used to be my background on my phone. I would look at it every day.
Background on my phone's a panda.
Pink now mine's Elizabeth Berkley's cunt from the HGTV China version of Showgirls.
You know?
It's a gift and it speaks to me, son.
I would say this episode, since we don't have sponsors yet, this episode is brought to you by Elizabeth Berkley's cunt. Mmm, flappy.
Can I see you a second?
That's good. Now, if we can get Elizabeth Berkley and her,
I want we need to do a.
There's one of those in San Diego.
I don't want to go to that one. I want to go to that one, wherever that
it's
is.
It's in Balboa Park. We'll go. No, we'll go there. Don't worry. Yeah, it's a big.
I want to go to that one.
We're not going to that
one. I want you to put on a blonde wig, and I want to roleplay while you play boombox of My Love Is Good Enough. And if I'm not going to be capable of being done, I'm leaving tonight.
God damn. Why is that the only thing that can make you finish? You used to get off just on choking
me. Quit your job. Let's just do this 24 hours a day. I don't want to stop doing this ever. Give me some meth.
Hey, Pulver.
Oh, you bastard.
No, I wasn't asking for a beer. I was telling you to get meth there.
Oh, yeah.
My headphones fell off. I got
people for that. Don't worry about it.
I don't know what city bus this is, but I love watching movies when you know what city it's in.
And you see the bus, it's a sad.
Well, whenever they do Seattle,
I saw a hobo jacking off on there.
They always go, they don't do Metro, and it's like, Metro's so popular, Microsoft is now putting Metro as their theme for their fucking new Windows 8. But you watch old movies and stuff, they never use the Metro system. That's what they have there.
That's cool. What I've been saying.
Cool, bro. His Adam's apple also emasculates me. It's not fair.
I know. I have no Adam's apple. I just have fucking hair on my throat.
I think somebody shaved mine off and cut off my nothing. Penis.
Nothing. It's like someone cut off your penis. So and your leg be, hair, except for one of them.
Meow, 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 meow. This BMX guy's rad.
So you want me to play guitar on this? No, it's just solo for a while. It's fine.
Just do a lot of coke. Let me jump over the kids' heads and endanger them. Yeah, they're gonna follow me on their skateboards because we're jamming. Free flowing jazz skate. Meow, meow, meow. See, watch the guy that lays on as a stuntman, his legs are paley white. If that was really Shane McDermott, we'd be blinded by the tan brownness.
I would like his stunt double to not be Shane McDermott and be Shane McGowan from the Pogues. Because I saw him live and he just stumbled.
He would not have to
fell.
Worry about any teeth damage.
He had to walk 8 feet and fell.
He would not have to worry about damaging his grill. That'd be perfect.
Oh, they're under a freeway like we are right now. Is that the 805?
No?
Yeah. It looks like it's almost Burnside-ish from Portland, from Tony Hawk 2. Or 1, maybe. Meow, 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 meow. I love this.
It's funny because it shows them rollerblading on a half pipe because he really went to a half pipe.
No hair on his butt crack, so I have more hair on my butt crack than he has on his legs.
And there's a weird leukemia kid sitting there. Like his make-a-wish was to hang out with some degenerate rollerbladers. But it's strange because if you showed up at a random public half pipe under a bridge with rollerblades, you would be beaten for being a homosexual.
With skateboards.
Yes. Beaten with skateboards to death.
What updates you have, Paul?
It's cool that they did that trick right there where they kissed on the way down, and it just stopped for a second, and you could just see they're in love.
The guy who made that really terrible song that Gio loves so much, what is it?
Your love is good, my love is good enough.
That one is,
my personal limousine, and shower you with roses.
The dude's name's Jeremy Jordan, and he's been, like...
Is he Montel Jordan because they changed his name to Titan?
This is how we do it. He is an actor that looks like a lesbian. And he's been in the background.
Hey, don't call him that, man. People say it about me. That's rude, bro. People call me a Chaz Bono dyke cunt on Kroll's message.
To be fair, he was in the background of Biodome.
I told my therapist that. She laughed. It was horrible.
And what was Biodome supposed to be?
Bill and Ted 3, bitch.
Thank you. Greatest thing ever.
We're going to do Bill and Ted and maybe Biodome.
I can't even say anything negative about Bill and Ted. It's my favorite movie by far.
Bill and Ted?
I just watched 1 and 2.
Socrates!
Wait. Less than a week ago, I watched both of them in a row.
Adam ate the ice cream thing from there. He went to that place when he was a kid. They used to do the ice cream thing when they were teenagers.
Ziggy Piggy.
Yeah. Whatever that is. And then also the Pasadena. They go to Pasadena for the fucking sleds or slides. Socrates. Why is he sex waxing his surfboard?
I don't know. Because it's frustrating living with your cousin in the same room.
I love those bracelets they used to have.
It's cool that you can see the peach fuzz.
If you're a
where
cute guy, a lady will make this for you. If you're ugly, you have to make one yourself.
Why are my wrists so cold and lonely?
I want to steal his hair and his earring and his teeth and his lips.
We're going to get loaded after this and pierce
his ears.
He
has really soft lips. They're really peachy looking. They're not red.
Aye, Pono, you got to do it, Johnny Tsunami.
I'm not watching that. I hate Hawaiians.
I know you hate Hawaiians. It's fine.
I can't believe that Jonah Ray really said that about... I think I did send him that.
I don't know if it was
I think it might have been me. I think I sent him something once saying, hey, I love you having my show. I think I told Chris Hardwick that, too.
Look at those legs. Oh, no. That's actually him.
Yeah. But he's in a weight pool.
Or it's from Harry and the Hendersons.
Or they just super glued a bunch of that guy out of his leg sheddings on the guy's stunt double.
We're going to need to shave your pubes so it's more realistic. We need the shavings. We're going to glue it on this guy who's a professional surfer. Go, Christian
Barry
Slater.
Williams, let me shave your head and put on this guy's legs. You don't have anything better to do.
Sorry, dude. Christian Slater's legs are just too wow, those are all veiny.
I know.
There's track marks in the veins.
Fucking bastard.
Because he got real. Mitchell!
How much pussy do you think this guy crushed after this movie came out? Like, there must have
all
been at least...
All of it. I would say all of the pussy.
And I like you said pussy and not pussies, like Nerdist. I appreciate that. They say all the pussy.
Oh, pussy is plural.
They do plural, but they think it's funny. It gets a little old. Holy shit, we've been watching this for 50 minutes.
Yeah, such is life.
It is now 10:58 p.m.
Hey,
West Coast time.
This is
time
the tone that I talk in.
On a Tuesday. 2 6 more love.
Look, me and the Pulver are from San Diego. We don't...
Hey, let's go now.
I had to fly on a plane. I got no sleep.
Bro, what's up, bro?
But I do talk of that sometimes. Only when I need to communicate with others of our own kind.
I'm about to compress the shit out of this thing.
Hey, dude, can I get that other peak of the guy?
I can't believe we're using one microphone. It's this awesome.
Yeah, not too bad.
Oh, cool. He has the symbol in the background for that horrible biker show that I watched 3 seasons of that I never liked.
Sons of Anarchy?
Yeah.
Never liked it either.
I still watched 3 seasons.
I watched all of them.
It's not good.
Only time I just Henry Rollins raped fucking Peg Bundy, I was like, yeah, fuck.
My ultimate observation on that show is just, Henry Rollins needs to take a chill pill.
I love that. He's in the House of Pain. I want those suspenders. I want that shirt.
I like how they just told people that...
I want to live on a planet where fucking Seth Green gets to fuck Alana Ubach in this universe. The fucking
that is a weird
Seth,
world.
Seth Green, the friendly ghost. Look how white he is. You can't even see him. He's a fucking...
I can see him.
He's a photo opposite of a negative. Oh, party monster. Early days for his preparation.
If I told you that me and my cousins put on I'm Too Sexy and wore outfits... to show off to each other, exposing our nipples in our late teens, you would be like, you need serious therapy for
this. Let me top you. It's going to be hard. 92. Crisscross. Make you want to jump. Me and my friends wore our jeans backwards and our flannel shirts backwards and we walked around their baseball shirts backwards.
Were you a bigger fan of Daddy Mac or Mac Daddy?
Whatever his lighter skin one. I liked him better.
Oh, yeah.
He was cuter. He had like a young Snoop Dogg look to him. That was too chocolatey and dark and frightening.
I understand, yeah.
Da Bomb. I never listened to their second album. But you know what? I always like to imagine that the lighter-skinned one grew up to be the brat.
I like to think that he became Kid from Kid and Play.
Or Lord Tariq or Peter Guns from that Uptown Baby, that one song they had.
Okay, I'm going to go pee again, so you're going to have to pretend to be me.
All right,
just keep imitating me. Just be like, malt liquor, big breasts. Hey, yo!
I
got a large penis, I'm Dune. I need goosebumps. And I broke my. I have a cute dick, according to Facebook.
Something about 211.
Yeah. Have you ever heard of this guy, Pimp Mac Daddy? He was a rapper on Napster in 1992.
It's all about Little B. Yeah. Little B is where it's at.
He has 1,000 music tracks I enjoy, but he has 50,000 I don't.
This little kid on Goosebumps is a faggot.
Yeah. Little boys send me emails, and I'm uncomfortable on how to reply to them and let them know that I cannot. Yep, young Alana Ubach getting inside this weird car. Is it a gremlin?
I mean...
What is this? What kind of car is that?
It looks like a gremlin.
Hmm? Oh, so they just smash into a car and they leave at the scene of the crime. You know, I've actually been accused of doing that twice, and I didn't. And the cops came to my house and I examined my car forensically, where people said I hit something up with my car.
There's a lot of weird ambient lighting in this movie.
Also, like, where's this waterfront? What are they on? The Cincinnati River.
It's a great point.
If you could have dinner or lunch with 3 people, who would they be, Pulver?
And what happened to all the snow?
I don't know. Seasons change, bitch.
What was the question?
If you could have dinner or lunch, and they say 3 people, I'm completely hammered. I have not drank any beer since 2011 in Seattle, and they have now poisoned me. So if you can name 3 people, who would they be, Pulver? I'll come up with mine while you say yours, so give me time to stretch.
3 people for what?
Have lunch with from any time, dead or alive.
Any time, dead or alive.
Ooh, yeah!
Let's see. Yeah. Oh God! Whoever made this song,
it's probably the same guy.
Chala. Because there needs to be some serious mouth rage. Chala. This is really painful. Oh yeah. I'm pretty sure they did every soundtrack from.
I can say whatever I want because I don't charge for these commentaries. My penis is out and I fucked you in the butt.
Whoa!
Damn. Heyo!
How did nobody tell us Judas' penis was out?
So, what are you talking about? Lunch?
He asked the question.
Oh my God! Who was that girl on? What was she on?
Meet the parents, two or three, one of them.
No,
she's also at Aaron Kroll's show. She's a spinner. She's Skylar Stone. She talked about Loveline, how she buys a vibrator belt because his dick wasn't big enough to get her off, so she vibrated herself and she fucked Skylar Stone.
Okay, that's not what I'm getting into. I'm saying she's step by step.
Nope, that she looks like the owl from Step by Step, but she's not, or the older one. But she's Lana Ubach. She was in what else she was in? Look it up.
Lana Ubach is that Klingon?
No.
Wasn't she the wife in, what's-his-face's pod?
Lakshmi Singh?
Jim Norton's TV show, is that right?
No, look it up. No, that's Pamela Adlon, who was on Lucky Louie.
You're right.
Goddamn Lucky Louie is an abortion.
But she showed her titties on Hung.
Yeah. Meet the Fockers!
Well, she did that. She's the maid map. But where's she in the portrait? What other movie she did for that?
Waiting. Legally Blonde.
Yep. Waiting, she's the one that showed her fake, she wore one of those pubic wigs, what do they call them?
Merkin.
Yeah, thank you, bro.
Shmanny Shmoshmakis was in that?
Yeah. It's so weird that everybody loves that man.
He does sound a little bee, that's why I love him.
Simon Rex? Dirt Nasty? 1980? Huh? Kimmel loves him.
Yeah, Kimmel's the reason he has anything.
He just does cocaine with Dirt Nasty and
Miami. He makes every time he's down there. Beats now.
She's in everything.
Wait, the Dirt Nasty does the beat for the song for him and Lil B.
Yep.
It's incredible.
That's Simon Rex, who was a porno, who was an MTV VJ.
Well, you didn't even porn, you just beat off on camera.
Yeah, well,
that's not porn. Dude, that's...
Blaine!
They get like five...
Blaine is fucking, what's his face, Karate Kid.
They get like $5,000 to beat off on camera.
Oh, dude. I don't know if I should reveal this one. Oh! My buddy, Blank, has a second buddy, Blank... who I met through him.
Your buddy Adam has a buddy, Donnie.
No. These are guys I met in Seattle. One guy I talked about a lot on my other podcast. His other buddy I met, he was like this really good-looking dude, gets all the pussy he wants, top hot Asian white girlfriends and shit, everything he wants. I went to his apartment, he was like growing pot in his rafters, and it was when I went to go see Corolla, they had me come out of the apartment. I was like, I can't, they're like, you want to smoke pot? I was like, no, I don't do any of that, I can't do that. I have to go run the board for Corolla tonight. I was like, you guys come watch the show? And they're like, man, maybe, and they didn't show up. But I went to meet them, and I met their third buddy, Pat, who was in prison the whole time I knew these guys. And he finally got out, and he was on house arrest at this other guy's apartment. Not my buddy, but the buddy. And he goes...
my buddy? The big doll.
He goes, let me show you something. Buddy. And he went to this other guy's website, my friend's MySpace, and he put a picture of a guy spitting semen into another guy's mouth, but it's not on it, but they're spitting a wad. And he's like, check this out, what I did. And he goes, in one year, I'm going to tell him something. I'm going to tell your friend something. Keep it in mind. And when I went with Katie to Seattle, he pulls my picture, and it's the third guy getting fucked in the ass. He went to LA and did gay porn. And
your buddy?
No, my buddy's buddy, the one we met, who's like the cool guy, he got everything he wanted. And he showed me this thing. He's like, yeah, that Pat guy came through. He's like, remember he said a year ago he showed me something? And he shows me and Katie, and we're sitting there drinking. Last time I drank beer, this is what happened. And he shows us this video. And this is the guy I know, I think is the coolest guy ever, getting fucked in the butt by another dude for money. And I was like, oh my God, man!
I promise.
I don't think I'm having my life, bro!
Me and the Pulver never met, nor cornholed. Yeah, there's just no gay porn in our... Oh,
I don't know Pulver, bro. I know Dune. Dune fucks porn stars.
No, I don't. The one time thing.
Fucker.
Hey, basket of fries.
Yo,
that actually brings up painful memories because that's how my dad met my mom. My mom was at a restaurant. My dad asked to mooch off her remaining French fries, and they went on one more date. My mom was rendered infertile in a horrible accident. They were supposed to have kids, and so my virgin father inseminated my mother. And then because my mom was supposed to have kids, that she went to the doctor and they said, I'm a ball of mucus. I'm a tumor. And then at 7 months, they said, oh, you're pregnant. And she couldn't
I would argue
me.
That you are a ball of mucus.
Yeah, she said she couldn't abort me because at 7 months. But it was over a basket of fries. So that brought back some painful personal memories. And all this beer.
Were they even sweet potato fries?
No, they were 1980s better. French fries. 1982 French fries.
That's not even potatoes. Yeah.
Fucking chubby bitch.
Does anything make you tougher than taking off layers, by the way?
Unless you have my body.
To a certain point, though.
I tried that in Hawaii. It didn't work. I'd have to break out the baton. If I took my shirt off, they'd be like, what, bro? And I'd be like, I got a baton!
I think the manliest thing you can just pull out a baton. I'm going to lead a marching band and then twirl.
What does it say about me? They had a 12-inch baton, an 18-inch baton, a 24-inch baton, and a 32-inch.
I think you can do a lot with a 4-inch baton.
I did a 32-inch, and I have giant pockets, so I fit it in my mesh shorts. I'd walk to the gym at 2 a.m. and go, clachank, 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 clachank. And I'd walk down the road, and I'm like, yeah. And I have my headphones on, I'd be like, try something, motherfucker. I got crazy. And every time somebody tried to rob me, I just whip it out, and I'd go, Ben Linus on Lost had one. That's why I got the idea. And I went, whoop, and I just whack them against a concrete curb on their ankle, and they just, ah!
I like how you're saying try something, motherfucker, with your headphones on, but really you're listening to this, like, hey, if you're at a left turn arrow,
it was
a left.
Yeah, it was Adam Carolla's show.
Don't wait for it.
Yeah, it really was. It was Bonducci's, but worst era.
You're like saying it like you're like setting up, like, yeah, try something, motherfucker. You're the best around. But in reality, you're just like, those left turn arrows.
Yeah, that actually, he was on the show when I was out there, I think.
That was weird.
Joe Esposito. You're the best
around. And they revealed that it's the four Rocky 2. Yes, that was so good. Are you sure she wasn't on Step by Step?
Yeah, she's not. The
day by day.
The guy plays the Sasha, whatever his name is, that played the uncle on Step by Step. He was like an infamous wife beater, almost as bad as Matthew Fox. Sasha Alexander. That's a chick.
I feel like wife beating something Sasha Gray, I couldn't not just get into.
Porn star. I've never seen her still.
Sasha Gray is solid because she's legitimately smart. She posts on like Reddit occasionally and shit.
Well, if she posts there, she says nice things about me. You shouldn't give me any beer. I'm already the drug. I feel weird. If I bomb my computer, I'm going to fight you guys. Are you eating a cheese curd?
No, I mean, can you want one?
No. Want one? Just read something about...
Yeah, the 99 Ranch.
Can it be the worst thing?
99 Ranch is over by Pulver's house.
I haven't gone to the dentist in 10 years. I got cheap crab legs
there on the reg.
Yup.
Oh, and Urgutau.
You didn't do
Are
anything.
You on the Urgutau train yet?
What's up?
Urgutau? The liquor I buy there all the time?
Nah.
It's like 56%.
What about Nikki?
It's awesome, and it's cheap, and it's incredible.
All right, me and Pulver are going to leave for a second, but we're just going to go out to the car. And if Dune says anything differently, I'm going to cut it out, and I'm going to rape him in the butt. I can't even walk right.
That's not like my cornhole out is. I'm going to take this over now. So we got Wiley, which is Seth Green, getting in the door right now on his own.
Pulver's huge!
And they're apparently on Main Street of Disneyland, which is all of Ohio. Come here, Franklin. I don't know if it's supposed to be a California thing or not, but I definitely had one of those jackets. Come here, Franklin. Oh, God, what is that person in the background? What gender was that? Okay, I'm holding this down. One time I went to a lake in Ohio. It was at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It was full of trash. So that's a story. I got in for free. Because I lied with my ex-girlfriend and said I was part of a touring band and gave him a CD. Because it's cheaper than admission for two people. So that's a story, right? Because Giovanni's in the car, wink. The car is the Pulver, by the way. There's an aquarium in the background. I mean, I could comment on that. I mean, there's no back and forth on it, but I used to have a guinea pig named Cloudy who was albino and lived for like 12 years, so that's something. I have a dog named Franklin is on my lap. Franklin, can you make a noise? Nope. He just sat in front of the mic kind of angry that I moved him. Can't believe this guy didn't do more shit. He's hunky. You know, like, I don't think he can act by any means, but... Look at his eyelashes. There's so many of them. Oh, wait. This is where he gets into his dad molesting him. Or waves. Let me decipher this one. Okay, so that's not his hairy legs. Those are his hairy legs. And he has some sort of alcohol tracking monitor on him. That's a wave. Fuck, this commentary sucks with just me. What did they do when I left to go pee earlier? Was it just like talking shit about me and calling me a faggot? Shh, Wiley. Can you imagine being woken up in the middle of the night by your douchebag cousin being like, I had a dream, dude. Hey, I had a dream. There was a wave. Yeah, there's thousands of waves going on right now in the world. No, no, you don't understand it, dude. There was a wave. But no, he looked me in the eye and said in Spanish. The wave is his. La ola es mía. You know? Sometimes I dream that I'm going to sleep, but someone's in my house trying to kill me. What does that say? Man. I'm so glad these commentaries aren't paid commentaries, because it's really just me now. And I am, you know, I've been drinking the old Steel Reserve and some Stone IPA and some Ballast Point Pale Ale for hours. And I got nothing to say. I'm commenting in my own mind how I should probably get some more posters to my house and then put posters on top of posters and then posters on those posters so that future generations can have preserved posters of my favorite bands. But, you know, no one wants a poster of Mac Lethal and Whitey Cracker. Maybe he wasn't considered such a hunk because he had such a big forehead. Alright, so now they're on the set of Fallout 3, and they're about to... Ooh, no, he's rollerblading. Alright, Gio, get down here. I have nothing to say.
I'm gonna listen to this later. I'll be so fucking entertained because I'm not on it.
How's the car?
Oh, it's great. My penis is empty. What?
Whoa.
Wait,
were you in my car? Pulver. Why were you emptying like your penis in my car?
Can't talk about. Oh, it's my favorite scene. Pulver is not coming back. Don't ask.
Now I really want to know.
You're not allowed to know. Blaine!
Can you mouth it to me?
No.
Is he making beat off?
Your computer aroused him, so he opened the drive bay.
Yeah, good luck getting on my computer, because I use my fucking cord to my monitor to play fucking Airborne.
He's not going to play. He's just going to fuck the board. He's going to open those plastic ports because you're missing a CD-ROM drive.
Oh, those aren't plastic ports. I use the same material as fleshlights.
What the fuck is the guy's
name
in Karate Kid, the bad guy? He's, Johnny. Sweep the leg, Johnny. Have you heard that song?
Johnny, sweep the leg. Looking bro.
Was it?
No, it was a different song.
Have you ever seen that video? They have a video where they take all the Cobra Kai guys as old men now, and they have a song called Johnny, Sweep the Leg. And it was on Corolla Show, and the guy who played him, Billy Zabka, came
the
on.
The old guy?
Yeah, the Johnny came on as an adult.
He looks exactly like Christopher Lee now. He's that old.
No, not that guy. That guy's the bad guy. The young kid, the blonde kid. He's himself now, but he's got that extra chin.
I got like four of those. No, I'm fine. I thought you were dead.
Oh, yeah. I died. But I'm back. Look, it was a mirror off. It's great.
Geo insinuated such things.
The mirror. Check it out. Fat Jack. Chubby bitch.
This is Skinny Jack.
I almost just drank beer down my face. It's 11:15.
Nine.
How much later can you stay up?
9:15.
Yeah, you're in Chicago time.
I know, but how much later can you stay up? I want to do more of these.
I can stay up past 11:15 my time when your laptop's on it.
We'll
do one
like
more.
Three or four?
We can do one more.
All right.
And then I'll go to sleep. And then we'll stay up for hours.
I'm just going to do solo Pete and Pete commentaries with my penis out.
Pete and Peter.
Michelle Trachtenberg is an adult now. Petunia. Oh, you know, if you're Dune wants an Adam Carolla tattoo, and Michael Nairn's going to do it, so he says, for the past year. But he's really busy, you know. But I tried to get him to do Adam Carolla as Petunia, so Dune would have to get on his forearm and make Adam Carolla dance. Why not, you piece of shit? Like, on the inside. It's on the inside. Dance, Petunia, dance. And it'd be Adam Carolla with some big old titties like a mermaid body.
I could give him a sweet unibrow with my arm hair.
Yes. That, see? And you could shave it all the time to make it real. Chicks would dig it.
Sometimes I want
to
shave the tattoo of Franklin so it's just his whiskers. I'll do that tomorrow while I'm drunk.
I'll cut off that long hair I have on my leg and send them to you. I have like six or seven.
I appreciate you sending me your weird long leg hair. That's the greatest gift I've ever been offered. Someone just sent me the Art of Tony Millionaire book, and I appreciate it, but...
He just touched Mitchell's dick.
So what?
And he's got a herpy lip now. Urgh, he's gonna get him! And then he stops. And everybody thinks he's a pussy.
It looks like Eric Matthews he's fighting. Hunky Eric Matthews, not fat Eric
Matthews.
It's
Blaine. Don't you fucking insult Blaine. Blaine likes cocaine, and he's better than Devin Sawa.
I still don't believe Devin Sawa's alive, and no matter what you say, you can't convince me otherwise.
He did an MTV Cribs 5 years ago, 8 years ago.
MTV Cribs hasn't been on for 5 years. You're old, dude. What up, Doc? Doc? Doc?
Kroll supposedly did a Cribs, everybody says, but I've never seen it.
I've never seen it either. I haven't heard of it.
Somebody claims there's one out there, but I don't think it exists.
I know that the Man Show had tits and assholes, and then it got canceled thanks Doug Stanhope.
that's what
I'm that's all I know.
People got mad about that Adam Carolla Aceman video. They said it was so incorrect. They're like, Jimmy Kimmel didn't say black guys don't ski very good. It's like, what do you want him to say? And he said, why would that guy...
Wait, I just saw a guy's hanging balls in a jockstrap.
And butthole, yeah. Why is she covering her eyes? She used to date him. She never saw his butthole?
I require everyone that I go one date and I show my cornhole. That's my rule.
Since 6th, 7th grade when my buddy Eric...
Before the appetizer comes.
My buddy Eric Wright showed Zan Brown his red eye when we were walking 7th grade. And he was
when you're young, you have a red eye. It goes into a brown eye.
He was the guy every chick in school wanted
when
to fuck.
When you die, you have a black eye.
He was the guy in school every chick wanted to fuck. And he showed Zan Brown, the chick I was most into, his red eye. When he did that and she laughed in her soccer gear, I realized you gotta show women your anus if you want to let them know you're top dog.
That's the
dog.
First thing I'm ever gonna tell my kids. It's just spread them and show it, you know. And it's like what they always say, like the Buddhists say: if you show someone your anus and they stick around, it was meant to be. And if you show them your anus and they walk away, then just
let them go.
Fart and go on with your life.
Like this, we jump it down. Ah, let me in the car.
You're lucky I don't have downstairs neighbors right now because the guy smoked enough meth so he didn't get.
Oh, I'm sorry. The last time I saw somebody jump him down like this was my dad in 1982. He came to my apartment and
what do you mean you're pregnant?
He came there and he stomped down saying that it made his business partner embezzle $2 million. And he literally stomped up and down and threw a baby fit like that.
Like Yosemite Sam?
Yeah. Get varmint! Get
take a picture and put him on your mud flap.
Oh. Jack can't.
Was she really in Playboy? I'd like to see that.
I know.
I'll check
it. Pulver. She did a false name. Now they show up at Wiley's house. Snake, Crash, and the Boys.
Snake,
Crash, and the Boys.
They remind me of
Crash and the Boys, the NES game.
Yeah, I saw them open for New Kids on the Block.
But did you ever play that game for NES?
What?
It was this great game. It was like these rival schools.
Snake. I played Snake, Rattle, and Roll.
No, it's called Crash and the Boys.
I played Crash Bandicoot.
You would have to do like a 50-millimeter run.
Crash Team Racing.
And then you have to do swimming. Like, you'd swim in a pool, but you have to beat the shit out of the other guys. This NES game is called Crash and the Boys.
Was it the Z?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Z is probably the coolest letter you can boys. Use. That's why I started my name with it.
We can't reveal that like Rucka Rucka.
I still don't know his name. You should reveal it right here.
It might have been Ali. I don't know.
Seems like Ali.
I'm not supposed to say it. There was a guy named Ali who worked at Toys R Us, me and Clarence Vick in Seattle, Washington. I'm really saying names. They're Bellevue, Washington. And we'd come in and I'd call him up.
You drop names and they're just a guy that still works at Toys R Us in Washington.
I call him Ali Baba and he loved it. And then one morning, Clarence was supposed to come to work with me. We rode the 2:30 bus in Bellevue. We'd get there at 7 a.m. for seasonal Toys R Us employment. And I brought a flask full of tequila, and Clarence no-showed the bus stop. So I'm like, oh, fuck it. I started chugging it. And I show up at work, and we're only two registers open. And we take a break at the same time as the tearing them. And we go around the corner, me and Alibaba, and we finish a bottle of tequila. And I was like 15 years old. And then we went in, and they was like, where were you? Nobody could check anybody out. You're only two registers open. And we came back in as completely drunk off our asses forever.
Let me ask you a question. What's the best time to go to the dentist?
2:30.
Yeah.
For me, it was a decade ago.
Yeah. So that's the only joke I like. I love stand-up, but don't like jokes. That's the only joke I like.
Shit, man, I'm genuine Jack Black. I can't do this. All right, cool, man. Let me touch your
titties. Hey,
bra. According to Eddie Ift from Jim and Eddie Talk Shit, he met Jack Black, or a friend of his did, and commented on Airborne, and then he got stared death daggers. Like, how dare you mention that movie?
If I was in Airborne, I'd be so stoked, but Jack Black, what does he want to talk about? Tenacious D?
Or that girl called him Loveline 2003 when he was having his pathetic post-breakup with Kaitlinger, he was banging around, and she wanted to know why he wasn't just that into her. It's a great Loveline. It's with Kathy.
I remember that, because he did intercourse inside of her. And she was like, why don't you do intercourse inside of me on the reg? And he's like, I don't do intercourse inside, I don't know who this girl is.
I'm famous now, so I gotta stick my penis in everything. Devil's backbone.
It's alright. I give it like a 4. Drugs, I give like an 8. Napping, 9.
I've been my favorite part of the movie. Just prove it. I love their genuine attitude and Jack Black's evil crazy eyes where he starts doing like a ferret face. And the Devil's Backbone is great. The idea that Seth Green said that a man would try to walk down it. You saw him, he just like lost his mind, bro. And also, I like his Devil's Backbone.
Also,
there's not dead kids like in
what
Gerald
kind of
Hotel
city
movie.
Planner names it Devil's Backbone of the city. Like, all right. Well, I already got paid for this whole project. I planned out an entire city. Now I'm gonna have a little fun with this. Who the fuck does that? What kind of like sim roller coaster bullshit is that? Roller coaster tycoon, just like, and I'm gonna put.
Why
a
is he the only guy that stretches?
I don't stretch before I do anything.
I don't stretch before I lift weights.
At least a quarter of the time I beat off, I don't even stretch first. At least a quarter. If not more. Maybe a third.
Now, when I watched this originally, I could never tell who was who. It's kind of complex, because they kind of crowd them up. It's not
well, I generally judge cool people by not wearing helmets.
The twins are in the jersey, so it's hard to remember. Those are good guys.
Drake.
Yeah.
They're both Drake.
Drake
Square. Drake Square.
Yo,
Drake, no! Jack, Chubby Jack is in the gray, white Kmart shirt. Wiley, of course, is Wiley. You can't miss him. And Goosen, he has the red with the yellow hood. There's another guy's a red shirt. I think maybe it's Blaine, and it kind of is kind of confusing. Blaine and Jack, for some reason, are in the lead the whole time.
It's weird, too, because he wore tie-dye the entire fucking show. He couldn't wear tie-dye in the one scene where we need to differentiate.
Or the blue powder shirt with the weird alpaca vest.
Why no alpaca vest?
Yeah, see, that red guy up there confused me with Mitchell because...
And where did the nation come from? I watched this entire movie as the first time I've seen one.
Team Rollerblade.
Look at him!
Too Fergie! Too Fergie!
He's just yelling out.
Sister Soldier! I like eating sandwiches!
She did 2 days on set.
Yeah.
Hope she was paid scale. Oh, Wiley,
she was paid in scales to weigh herself. Lose weight, fucking bitch!
And it was the greatest payment she could have ever received. How the fuck are you drinking quicker than me? I have problems with that one.
I haven't drank in 2011, son. I don't even know how many I've had.
If you puke on my bidet, I'm going to be bummed.
Need another one, dude?
Give me another one.
No, I won't. It's really depressing.
I want to try one of weird beers, Pulp.
What's that?
What do you want to drink?
One of Pulver's beers.
Oh, they're good ones.
I don't know, they are. I've had like three of these in a row, so...
Those are the Ballast Point Pale.
I want to mix incredible. It up.
They're actually brewed like 2 miles from here, over there.
Yep.
San Onofre nuclear water.
That's miles and miles away. You're safe from San Onofre.
I don't know, I think I'm going to bring the major quake to you. Record this now, this comes out, and I bring the quake here. I truly do have powers of destruction.
You know I was born during an earthquake, right?
Which one?
July 13th, 1986. That's my birthday. If you look on the things in San Diego, the giant earthquake, the hospital shaking, that's when I was born. Because Satan loves me. Look at that pentagram. It's tattooed on me forever.
My love is good enough.
As an adult, how fucking bummed would you be if you're driving, you're tired, you're hungover.
Yeah, it's 6:30 a.m., dude.
You got like 3 hours of sleep, you had some coffee.
Graveyard shift.
You snorted an Adderall. You just want to get home, pound off, and sleep.
You got me making an egg muffin in your car, taking a bite. Like, what the fuck, bro?
I don't want to deal with fucking teenagers and their shitty disputes.
This guy spit into a platoon playing the fucking...
Hey, look, I'm trying to cornhole some fucking tourists here. I got a whole day
Why are Jack and Blaine the lead, and why does Jack have his hand in Blaine's butt cheeks?
Whatever.
Preppy butt makes me hard.
What the fuck? I don't have a horn on my car. That's dangerous.
Why is Asian Tooth Hurdy holding fucking
Seriously, I don't have a horn. Like, that could be very dangerous for me. I can't do that.
You drive a Prius.
I don't drive a Prius.
They don't
a
have
Honda
horns.
Accord that my grandma
oh, look,
also died
this is
in.
When, this is when Jack Black finally does something meaningful in his life.
I like that one song that this, that's their
now
one
Now
his
tooth really hurty.
Knuckles. Shit.
Oh. Now
cheating.
Now his two hurty.
Now he's gonna wander up on Hostel 6 in the random backwoods of Ohio.
Instead of paying Jack Black $100 million to do those weird movies like that weird giant movie he did, like Gulliver's Travels, they just have him do Airborne 2 and then get him to get fucking...
What was that movie with him, Michael Cera? Was that?
That was the Year One.
Yeah, Year One. Oh my god.
That was a real movie.
It's not even worth doing
a bad
commentary.
I didn't hallucinate that at all.
No.
David Cross is Kane and he kills a dude with a rock in the beginning. It's real weird.
It's a...
someone paid for that.
It's made by the guy that did Ghostbusters. Ivan Reitman, who did... And then he told Adam Carolla and Jimmy the scripts weren't funny, which I've actually read and they're hilarious. Hot for Teacher is one of the funniest things I've ever read in my life. And he told Adam and Jimmy that it wasn't good enough. Meanwhile, he made Evolution.
And then also, he told him not to do...
Wait, is Evolution the one that had the logo with the three eyes?
Yeah.
You know Warren Ellis, who I love dearly? Warren Ellis got money off that movie because that logo he owns the copyright for based off Transmetropolitan. Seriously.
That's cool.
He got paid a lot of money for them to use his three-eyed smiley face.
And the redheaded bitch who showed her pussy in that movie from 92. Julianne Moore.
Magic school bus goes to a pussy.
It's so slimy in here. Teacher, whatever your fucking name is, I'm a fat kid.
It's weird. And what's this weird bump on top that makes her make noises?
That was a clitoris. That was clitoris.
I've never heard that word before in my life.
Yeah.
I love how Snake is, like, really good.
Dude.
Why does he whip out his fucking switchblade and stab people in the calf?
I would do that.
Yeah.
I'd jab him right in the Achilles tendon.
Yeah.
Right through their rollerblades.
If he carves his...
Registered
trademark. If he carves his name and people's faces he hates, why would he just stab somebody? Like, that's way worse. You could probably kill somebody by etching into their skull.
Also, if I was into carving my name into people's faces, I would carve it into people's faces that I like, and therefore they would keep it on it, more likely. Because if you carve your name into someone's face, they're going to press charges if they don't
like you. Laser surgery!
It's a bunch of shit you're going to have to pay for. But if you're like, look, you're my girlfriend, I love you, I'm going to carve my face the name
of
your
face.
That's right, ladies out there.
I'm going to carve Dune Reads Goosebumps, the podcast, on iTunes. iTunes.com/podcast/feed/RSS/DRS7564
Nerdy.net.
Oh, yeah. With an I. That's with an I. I don't own that, though. Have you been nerdy.net?
I don't know.
There's actually a good resource for web developer tools. It's actually kind of well known.
I just thought you made it up.
No, it's not my page. It's my buddy's page. My buddy hosts nerdy.net, and it's actually a really good source if you want to do web design.
You're trying to get plugs in now, you piece of
that
shit.
That is the biggest fucking hill in Ohio, by the way. Because I went to Ohio and it was flat.
For the past 30 minutes, I've wanted to rip your lip ring out. Or the thing is. Yeah. I've just been tempted, like, I want to help him. It looks like he's got a weird zit.
It's a weird diamond, too. It's real.
I know. It glimmers and it's beautiful.
Yeah. Ex-girlfriend.
It makes your mouth look almost as nice as Shane McDermott, or whatever this guy's name is.
Yeah, Shane McGowan.
Yo, this is the flying... This is the flying V move from my...
It is. Quack. 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 Quack.
Pacey. Fucking
that is a 40-year-old man, by the way, right there that I just showed. That is a full-grown man as
green. I don't know who Green Guy is. Who the fuck is Green Guy?
Norman Osborn.
What if God was one of us?
Do-do-do-do. Dr. Drew-do.
That was the birth of MP3s, you know what?
Yeah, it's my favorite fucking...
Suzanne Vega, I didn't know that shit. That started it all.
Do-do-do-do, Dr. Drew.
You like that kind of version? I translated that shit, so...
It's my favorite fucking thing ever.
Yeah, it's the best version of her song.
Do-do-do-do, Dr. Drew. Just that.
These aren't the right words. He's like, yeah, I know, Suzanne Vega.
God. Once Lou Vega comes out, you'll be unknown.
It's Lou Vega, son.
I'm sorry. Well, I speak Spanish, so the V and B are the same thing to me. Pulver knows what's up.
And also you say
Barrio and Vario are the same word.
Hey, Barrio, you know...
Along with video games and video games, if you didn't have enough
Mexicans. We came up with some sort of horrible racist term earlier, but now I'm so drunk I've forgotten it. That's probably for the best. It was something SP word.
I didn't say anything. I've never said anything else.
Oh, yeah, sure you haven't, son.
I love them all.
What did you say? Oh, no, he called a C-spick. He called Cubans C-spicks. That's what Toon said. And now I'm tattling on him. He referred to Cubans as S-E-A spicks.
A
horrible thing to say.
I love all the mud races.
I can't believe we're going to release this.
Yeah, this is our plan.
I haven't peed in like 5 hours.
This is our plan to make money, by the way. This dude and Gio just rap. We just record shit right now.
What like kind of idea is to come to your house and just get completely drunk?
I got your plan is to move in here and just do this every night.
Yeah, I really kind of all that's all I want to do, yeah.
Yeah, it's all.
I'll sleep under this table.
You have not cried in like 6 hours.
That's actually about right here.
The night is young, though.
Bastard.
We'll wake up. Nothing will kill my morning wood quicker than you just crying downstairs having
Katie! Katie! Why'd you leave me? Why
can't know if you're alive or dead, Kenny.
My weird neurotic dog's gonna be all bummed out.
Your cat's got its asshole in my face, give me its weird alien parasite, and I'll wake up.
I don't want to get you too excited about shit, but I still follow Katie on Twitter, and she lets me follow him out blocked.
I'm gonna rape you in your sleep, dude.
I'm gonna send you a screen cap of everything, by the way.
I'm gonna cry, maybe cry.
I'm totally blocked. So
you're blocked?
Yeah, well,
I'm not.
Really? I'm assuming. Dude,
I've never even said anything.
I haven't really
said bro. She's like, yeah, I've been getting this deep dick in my population of 9,000 I now live in. It's great.
No, that's my Twitter, man.
Claremont.
I'm making a sad face.
Claremont, home of Kendra, okay?
Yeah, Kendra Wilkinson went to
Kendra J. Rossi from Celebrity Rehab and former porn star follows me on Twitter. How about that, son?
Look at that.
She follows all her followers, including me.
Kendra. There's a Kendra Wilkinson book up there.
Kendra Wilkinson went to my high school. Yes!
I know a guy who went to high school much better with Belladonna. And that's a solid one to go to high school with.
Was he on the baseball team?
He was. Was there a good story about that?
She puts baseball bats on the rassle. Joe Rogan talks about it. I've never seen it myself.
Oh,
okay.
Oh yeah.
I like Belladonna.
Then now that you know she puts baseball bats
on
the rassle.
She's hilarious on Twitter.
She's
funny.
No, but she seems smarter than you'd think she would, because she was on that PG porn and stuff.
Yeah, James.
Which seems a little bit of self-aware.
She also is a little weird about the kid thing.
Oh, she does have a kid, which is kind of bums me out to her cunt.
Yeah. Especially the cunt pictures thrown on Twitter.
I feel like I've said a lot of horrible things in my life and done a lot of horrible things.
But you never put a posted picture of a gaping vagina on yourself?
No. But I'm saying the phrase bums me out to her cunt is one of those things that I don't want my mom to hear. Like, I've done a lot of horrible shit. My mom's aware of it. My mom's seen all my tattoos.
I've called my mom a C-word to her face 1,000 times.
Bums me out to her cunt.
You know what's great? The Kroll says this. When you have parents that are involved at all, you can say whatever you want. I have 160 podcasts where I've talked about how horrible my parents are. They've never listened to any of them. They all have 4G phones and computers. They can download all they want. I talk about horrible stuff, and nobody cares.
I honestly believe that my dad could not pull up pornography on the internet. And I love him dearly, but he's a roofer.
I'm pretty sure they did that same exact move in Brink, that shitty Disney movie.
Don't you dare compare Johnny Tsunami, Brink, Torque, or any other fucking movie to Airborne, son.
Go home, bro.
Here we go, Blaine's coming in for the kill. His jockstrap's tight, his butthole hairs are sharp. He's got a nice streak going, ooh, right in the sea.
Hey, seriously, if you try to check jabronis on the side of a bridge and that stuff... That's what happens.
I always imagine that the Roar Blade's actually sinking and he drowns and dies. They never really cover him surviving. So he just essentially
kills. Can we make a pack to each get... We'll go down to the mall and get our ears pierced with one big hoop.
Yeah.
I got like...
Only if we can get wigs piercing. Like that. I want
to. Can
we
do that tomorrow?
Yes.
Can we get our ears just with one big gold hoop?
And we're both going to wear red sweatshirts, a yellow shirt underneath, or a yellow hood.
Oh, you guys doing airborne cosplay? Yes, of course.
We're gonna shave Pulver's beard and we're gonna glue it to our legs.
Oh, I'm gonna just shave my upper legs and glue it to my lower legs.
I have to shave another man, so stop making me feel bad.
I'm just gonna double down. You can use my taint.
I don't have enough hair in my body to make my legs that hairy.
Dude, my taint will cover you for weeks.
Double knee, son. Oh, yeah! What I was doing earlier was bending down on one knee, because that's what they're doing right now.
When you're proposing to me? Wow, the extras are uninterested. Watch the extras.
The ring did not
fall. Watch the extras. They are
too
fucking uninterested.
Too furry. No one
that's my favorite
Steve.
Joke ever.
Yeah, I know. But it works for that Asian guy because he's got a really fucked up one buck tooth in the front.
Oh, Harrow, please. I'm Wiley.
You and Rucka Rucka Ali should just start a cult.
Racism.
11-year-olds just join up like left and right. So you read Goosebumps and then you rap about black people sucking?
I hate black people, but I love being spooked out.
Oh, maybe I was reenacting Airborne earlier when I was betting on one knee doing the fist pump. Yeah!
I don't know how I feel about Asians.
I have no memory of watching this entire
movie.
But
I love fucking puppets.
I'm not going to listen to this commentary ever because I'm going to regret so many things I've said.
Yeah, that's why I don't listen to anything I do. I'm full. Wait,
I have to listen to
he's
going to
hook up with the girl from Step by Step.
Step by Step, motherfucker!
No, I saw her at the beginning going down. She was like going down like a ride at an amusement park and there's like water spraying out.
That was Al or whatever that her bitch's name was, the brown haired one.
Yeah, and then Brendan Fraser was like.
That's not Brendan Fraser. His name's Sasha something. He beats women. He was in class of 1999, part 2. He was a teacher that comes in.
I think I know a Brendan Fraser when I see a Brendan Fraser.
His name's Fraser. If you say Fraser with an I, he'll attack you, according to his Daily Show promo from 2000.
I saw Encino Man like 14 times.
I can't beat that. Oh, I can't.
Wow, wait, this is abortion ended? There's no... He just kissed the girl because... Because he was good at rollerblading? I'm sorry, I'll shut up. A lot of Mexicans in the crew.
You think anybody used a fake name in these credits?
Good thing, girl!
Production supervisor, huge cock McCumming faces.
I'm doing the studio thing. Oh, yeah. Me!
Keep going, Jabroni. Keep going the mic.
They got Chick Hearn during that? I didn't even notice that.
Yeah. They got Jim Trimble playing Jimmy?
Pick you up in my personal limousine and share with you with roses. I'm in the bayou.
Down in the bayou?
I don't know. Man, my love is good enough.
Yo, that's a fake makeup person, right?
My love is good enough. These credits are dragging because we're not watching an official file.
This sounds like a goddamn, do you know Rubber Bandits?
Rubber Band Man, I don't know.
Rubber Bandits are a group from Limerick, Ireland, who have one or two really great songs, and this is what they sound like, except for they're making joke songs. And they wear grocery bags on their face.
I'm hearing you. I'm so.
I know. I'm sorry.
Sufficient film me right now.
Transportation
so
coordinator, transportation captain have the same last name.
Carol Pritzer, like if you want to sync up your track now, assholes.
Well, Giovanni, what did you think of this?
Don't be beer.
I hate this movie now more than I've ever hated it. And I miss Katie and I want to cut my throat.
If you kill yourself in my house. I'm going to need some sort of insurance policy.
Because
what I hear is cops don't... They don't, like, pay you when someone dies in your house. You just have to clean it up.
People will give you more money on our PayPal.
And it's like, once I finish beating off to the blood that you leave around here, I'm going to eventually have to clean it up. So,
enough!
So,
stop not listening! You have to listen to this last
No,
lyrics.
No, it's an abortion. Oh, cool, inline skates and equipment provided by Rollerblade Inc.
Rollerblade
I don't buy that! I think it was probably provided by a different company.
Oh, California Girls by Brian Wilson. Guitar Hero. Well, that was way before Guitar Hero.
What God wants.
My love is...
Oh, cut off! Oh. All right,
no, it didn't cut off. We have the VHS. We're still watching it.
My love is good enough by Black Jordan. Hi, everybody.
Bobby something.
All right, Gio, what'd you think of that?
I think when I was gone in the car, I missed one of my favorite scenes, maybe, because I don't like anything I saw.
What scene do you think you missed? Scene that was redeemable about the movie?
Another part where they play My Love is Good Enough so I could have sung to it. I'm sad now.
So essentially, you should have bought the CD single. Not watched a movie, but bought a CD of that song.
Anybody's listening to this, but people, you know, we only have like 30 subscribers to our show. Almost more than MacGyveCast had right off the bat.
To be fair, it's MacGyveCast.
Cunt! Alright, buddy. Thanks for listening to this first one. We're going to do another one, and we're probably even more drunk.
Yeah. I'm going to let the dog pee. We're going to do this. Hopefully the pulver will stick around. And until then, stay spooky and get it on. Yeah, we'll just say that. You can say that again. It's good.
Stay spooky and get it on, guys.
Fuck. That was horrible.